We're men. We're men in tights. Tights! Tights!
All right, Ken, I rolled it, so...
Welcome to Two Old Guys.
Maybe we need to change the name. Two Old Farts. I like Old Farts.
Yeah. We need all kinds of alarm clocks and assistants reminding us of things. I think that's what we need. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, you're on my... You've already made my good list. I mean, if I was Santa Claus, you would be on the nice list.
Awesome.
Because you were here waiting for me. I've never had that happen. Ever. But we're recording our second show here at the Man Cave. The Man Cave.
Yeah. I think it might end up going back to the cave.
Just the cave.
Yeah. But for now, it's the Man Cave.
And it's right across to the college. If those of you that live in the Farmington area off of San Juan Boulevard. Not San Juan Boulevard. College. Is it College Boulevard Street?
College.
Avenue?
Yeah, College Boulevard.
Yeah, yep. College Boulevard. Anyway, we'd like to thank them for letting us invade their space every week.
Yeah, we're moving in, aren't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I'm going to bring a lounge chair next week. And
we just talked about that. We need recliners.
Yeah. Well, it is a male show.
We can haul that around, I'm sure. Yeah. We just need a crew to haul it in for us so I don't throw my back out permanently.
The only thing is here. I mean, there is women here, so we can't, like, wear boxers and scratch our balls.
Right. Like we normally would do. A little bit of decorum. Yeah. I mean, we're not that far gone.
Well, you know, and I know we have, for another show, we've got another guest coming.
Yeah.
But what were we going to talk about today? I didn't even text you ahead of time.
Man, I don't know. I think that's the actual topic. We were just discussing that. All the things that are being piled on us, and I'm starting to wonder, is it my age? Is this what happens?
Wow, yeah.
You know? Like, is that why I can't keep up anymore? I used to be bulletproof, man. I had a cape and everything. Like, I could actually fly.
You know?
Yeah.
For me, I'm working more hours now than I ever have.
Yeah.
But I don't know I don't know that it's quality. You know?
That's what I'm saying. I am too, but is it that I'm busier or is it that I'm having a harder time getting everything done within the time frame that I need it done?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what the answer is.
So I want to do like you, though. Go ahead and say what you're going to say, and then I'm going to come back.
Being, this is the rabbit hole that my brain runs down, being not exactly sure, does that mean that my brain is deteriorating and that's why I also can't figure out that little quandary of is it not enough time or am I aging out? And because I can't figure out whether it's enough time or I'm aging out, does that mean that I'm aging out? What does it all mean, man?
I can't answer all that at once. There's too many questions.
I know. It's part of my problem.
Well, here's the deal with me that I'm thinking, because I know you like on Saturday and Sunday, and I've learned not to bother you. Yeah. You're like gone.
I just straight up ghost.
You're freaking. Yeah. You have, you know, but you have answered. I mean, you have responded. But
yeah,
this past weekend, mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed. But I didn't text you.
You didn't?
Nothing.
Yeah.
And I had some questions, but I thought, I'm waiting until Monday.
Yeah.
So
that was actually the last weekend. Well, there's a Saturday afternoon just to do some last minute little things, but that was the last weekend. So the campground shut down for the season.
Okay.
So now I'm back in town for the weekends.
Okay. Wonderful. Because I want to get you on the wake up call, too. I mean, I'm going to plug it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit about the wake up call and promote. On the wake-up call, we're going to promote all the shows that I've got going on. So, obviously, I'd like for you to be there because, you know, you are the co-host, the co-producer. I don't know. What title will make you feel like you're really doing a good thing?
Dude number two.
Okay. do you really want to... You're okay with being dude number two?
You're dude number one. Okay. I mean, I don't know. What is the title? I don't know. I'm just Ken. That's what I tell everybody. Okay. I'm just Ken.
I can
That's it.
That.
I can whatever that means.
I want to go back to the general.
The general.
Yeah.
The general and Ken.
Yeah.
You figure it out.
All right. So back to where the mind thing, as far as getting older.
Yeah.
I work 7 days a week doing this, but I'm thinking I need to do like you.
And work eight?
Bullshit. You don't know. 8 days a week. It's a Beatles song. You always play that song?
Right. I love that song.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna edit that in here later. 8 days a week.
We have to. Yes, yeah, definitely.
I'm more than happy to. Yeah. I think that's pretty cool. I could actually do it now, but I don't want to take the time to load all of that. But I'm thinking really for... honestly, the reason I do it is to keep my mind active. I don't want to go senile, Ken.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Because I know that that's a trait in my family.
Yeah.
My dad had it. His dad was severe. My dad was minor. He passed before it got too bad. But I'm not sure what causes senility, but maybe we should look into that. Maybe I should have a doctor on to ask, and we'll go more in depth with that kind of
definitely.
Stuff. But I do think it's important, whether you take the days off, whether you don't take the days off, to keep your mind active.
Exactly.
Period.
Because
the brain, people laugh at me when I say this, but it is a muscle.
Yeah.
And it has to be worked.
Yeah. It's not technically one, but it same concept. Yeah. Yeah. It needs stuff to do.
Don't get technical on me, Mike.
I can't help it, man. That's what I do.
Let's wait for the doctor to get technical.
We'll ask the doctor.
Is that a muscle?
It's just a muscle. It needs stuff to do.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I don't have a woman to play with. So technically, I don't have a woman to. Let's not even get into that. But
is that the mind, though, that activates when.
There's not a mind in that thing. No. It does have a mind of its own, but that's a completely different.
Yeah.
That could be a completely different show. But I think that it's important as we get older.
Yeah.
Whether it be that you work, absorb yourself in work. And you know what? Here's the other thing, because I had this conversation with one of my other co-hosts. It doesn't seem like work to me. Doing this, even though it took some time, and it had lots of help today. I want to thank JR for helping us set up all this stuff. But,
yeah.
And you. Are we being taken pictures of?
No.
Oh, dude, why aren't you taking a picture?
I could set that up.
Well, we'll do that at the break.
We can do it.
All right, where was I going? whether it be work, which is what I dive myself into.
Right.
And I know during the week, like, you're very courteous to me, but I know you're like, I wish the hell he'd shut up. I got stuff to do. And I appreciate that. I really do. But I know, because I've been where you're at.
The same thing.
I can tell when you're a little... You can tell them in the text. A little... Are you done?
Right. when you get the thumbs up.
Yeah.
I'm not speaking, but sounds good.
But listen, you have to be able to tell me. I think I told you this too. You got to be able to say, hey, dude, you got to leave me alone for a bit.
I'm actually famous for that. I'm famous for saying no. My no is my default answer to a lot of things.
So
I don't just get involved with things just because someone has asked me to, you know, or any of that. So, if it's too much, I just go. But I care about this thing, and you're also a client of mine, so there's that level of care. And clients,
double whammy.
Yeah, clients are family to me, and my reputation is on the line with how my clients perceive me and how I speak to them. So I take that really, really, really seriously. So, no matter how busy I am, I'm always going to talk to people. It's constant. With you and I, it's through Messenger. I try to push everybody through email, and that way it fits the kind of spreadsheet brain that I have, and that way each email is an individual task that takes a certain amount of time, and I just work through each email as it comes, and usually I get them all done in a day, but it lets me separate and just categorize all of my interactions.
I'm going to call you out because I sent you an email on a bio.
Yeah, it got... there's another client that sends me like 20 emails at a time with a whole bunch of work that needs to happen. So I need a big window to take care of them. And you email me right in the middle of their all block stuff. Of stuff. And so I'm looking at, yeah, no, I didn't see your email, man. And it's just stuck right in the middle of all that. That I was just like, oh, I'll get to those later.
Well, I thought it was kind of funny. It was because you have been responsive. I mean, let's talk about your business real quick. Yeah. I mean, if you're okay with that.
No, sure. Yeah.
Because I do know that the thing that kind of drew me to you, my grandson, my 5-year-old granddaughter, drew me to you was you do take it to heart. You take it personal. You take it to heart. Me as a client, I can only assume that you do that with all your clients.
I really, being a business owner, and you probably feel the same way that I really enjoy talking to other business owners.
Yeah.
I've got a wide range of different experiences and whatnot with different businesses and all kinds of things. So. And I'm fascinated by things. So when I come across businesses that there's things that I don't know about their business, I want to know. I want to know everything. So I just love talking with business owners, and I really, truly care about their business, whether I'm working with them or not. And so if I'm working with them, then I take more of an active role in caring about their business and what's going on. So whatever I can do to help, and that kind of arena comes from the heart. That's just what I want to do.
Yeah. I've always felt that with you about. I know that you're there if I need you.
Yeah.
Even if it happened to be on a Saturday or Sunday, I know I could text you if I needed to. So I know that you take good care of your clients. I know you do.
I try my best.
Well, Ken Collins Marketing and like web page setup. I mean, what all do you do?
So website design, logo design, website hosting and support, local search engine optimization, review management, Facebook advertising, Facebook management, although I don't kind of publicly announce that I do that just because I feel that for the fee that someone would charge, that I would charge for them for doing it, they might not see a direct result in their bottom line. So it's kind of a blue sky thing. So I really only do that for people that just understand that they're not going to get direct revenue back from the thing, and that it's a worthwhile endeavor, even though it might not directly relate to money. So, just a few other things. I mean, just... a lot depends on what the client needs. Everybody's different, and everybody's needs are different, and their budgets are different, and the whole thing. So it just kind of varies from client to client. But those are kind of the core stuff.
Well, and my company, because my ride over or my my lunch today asked me that. Well, aren't you guys in competition? Like, not really.
Not really.
I handle mainly radio. I stay. Yeah. I don't want to mess with the internet stuff.
And I do zero with radio.
Yeah. So actually, I feel like we kind of, I don't know, complement each other.
Yeah.
Or can get benefit from each other.
Yeah.
It's just getting that, because that was one of the conversations we were having. I really didn't understand your pricing structure, and I'm trying to understand it better so I can sell both if I need to. But the whole idea for me, no matter what we're talking about, whether it be your company or whether it be InterWest Concepts, my company, is that we just want to do what's best for the client, get them the biggest. And I used to say this all the time. It's an old cliche, I realize, but get them the biggest bang for their buck.
Yeah, so. It is a cliche, but when you believe in it, it's not just a cliche. It's a way of doing business. That's just what you do.
All right. So, well, we kind of got off on a shameless...
on a tangent. I know. I usually don't like doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just throw my name out there. Hey, I'm Ken. You've heard of me. All that needs to be said.
yourself than I thought.
I know.
That's going to sock that away for some later time. You realize that, right?
Oh, you're going to... Yeah, you've got that in a clip now.
I've got it on rotation. For sure.
No, I actually... I do my other show, and I actually get really excited when... Because I'm recognized a lot because of that from people I have no idea who they are. And I was stopped in a restaurant one time. This lady came over, and she said, "Hey, my son is over here, and he watches your show, and he's really excited about the fact that you're here, and could you please come over and talk to him?" So I went over and sat with them at their table and chatted with them, and I'm just a dude. I mean, we're all just people, and so I'm just a guy, and they're just treating me like, "Oh my goodness, it's amazing that you're sitting here with us," and I'm like, "Yeah, I'm just Ken, man," and I enjoy that kind of stuff.
See,
you know?
I don't get recognized like that.
It's because it's your voice.
Well,
until you start talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've had people come up to me going, do I know you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a lady one time. I don't know whether I told you this or not. I had a lady when I was doing a remote, and she listened to me every morning on the radio, it was when I was in Durango, and she goes, and her husband's with her. She says to me, "I can't get you in the shower." And I said, "Well, you never ask." And the husband's face is like, he's fuming, yeah, man. But, I guess her radio didn't pick up in the shower.
Right.
I don't know. But I get that a lot. I'll have people going, "Hey, I think I know you." "Yeah? What do you know me from?" "I don't know, but yeah, I think I know you." So
you need to have your radio shtick ready, right?
You think?
Like when you were on my show and you did the whole thing, like the old style radio thing. Coming up next, we've got...
Well, that was in the early days when I was stoned a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Play whole album sides.
Have that one ready just for people to like, how do I know you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Yeah.
Or maybe I ought to do just like a cliche on here and see if they're listening to us here, too.
Right. Yeah.
That's the perfect thing right there. Do that again.
Yes. More sound clips.
Yeah. All right. Well, I forgot. I don't know. We've wasted 15 minutes. I don't know what we were talking about.
What are we talking about?
About getting old.
See? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That is our topic.
I remembered that, too. So I want a brownie. I want you to write a brownie point right
there. I'm making a note right now. David gets 1 point for remembering stuff.
But I know that, I read this someplace that you lose so many brain cells a year, period.
Yeah.
They just degenerate, they go away.
Yeah.
If you add alcohol on top of that, oh, we got a point. All right. Fantastic. If you add alcohol on top of that, then it has a tendency to take more of that.
Sure.
I always thought that, and that's why I drank as much as I did earlier in life, is that it preserved. it act like a preservative.
It's a preservative, yeah. Yeah. Pickle your brain, man.
Yeah. Did you do that? I mean, did you drink much?
No, I drank. I still drink. I don't drink a lot. During lake season, I drink on the weekends at the campground. And then I don't drink anything during the week. So I'm not I need a beer. A lot of people, just a crack of beer at the end of the day or a glass of wine or something like that. I don't do that. So probably a social drinker. I drink during social. I went through a period of time when I was much, much younger and in a horrifying marriage and ended up developing a problem. I was drinking to escape. So I had a big wake-up call with that and just cut that off for a while. And so I am careful about the kind of personality, the addictive type of personality that I have, and I just manage that. And so I don't have it available or even bother thinking about it when I'm just hanging out with nothing to do. But if I go out with a group of people and there's an opportunity to drink, then I absolutely do want to drink. I'm a whiskey guy.
You left me all kind of one-liners in there and I just let them go. But I was going to say, I don't drink anymore, but I don't drink any less.
Right.
You know, I did drink quite a bit when I lived in Durango. I mean, it seemed like that was the thing to do. I know that it wasn't probably the healthy thing, so I don't advocate that, but I do think a shot of booze or wine every once in a while is healthy.
Yeah.
And I've even had doctors tell me that, you know, as long as it's everything in moderation.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, that goes for eating, and obviously I can't eat in moderation.
Right.
I mean, it's just not one of those things. All right, so what else do we need to get out on this show? I'm hoping our guest shows up for next week.
You know, with that whole aging thing, hair, right?
Okay.
I think I'm half Wookiee anyway. Like, I think my middle name needs to be Chewbacca. But
so you're not just got a good full set of hair. You got hair all over.
Right. But it didn't used to be that way. You know, I've always had to go to, we talked about that before, that I always had to go to the barbershop all the time, at least once a week. When I was military, and the guy was like, you must be Italian. So I guess, do Italians have more hair? I don't really know. But, and I'm not Italian, but just hair, a lot of hair. And so nowadays, I do stupid things. Like I actually, I'm coming out, so I shaved today to look nice and be out.
I'm sorry.
And part of what I shaved were my ears. What is that? Why am I shaving my ears now?
Well, see, you're fortunate you still have full head of hair. Yeah. I have longer hair on my ears than I do on my head. And that's kind of scary when you really think about it.
Why does that happen?
I don't know. I asked the lady that cuts my hair if she could transplant those to the top of my head.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you another thing, too, is it's getting real thin in the back. So she was holding the mirror up. She did it real quick. I said, hey, whoa, what? Wait. Is it? She goes, you got hair, don't worry about it. She knew that I would freaking stress over it.
Yeah.
You know, but what are you going to do? I mean.
Is the other thing is, when I was younger, I don't think that I was even aware that I had eyebrows. Now I'm mostly not aware that I have eyebrows until I'm walking through a doorway and my cat whisker eyebrows are letting me know where the edges of the doorway are. What is that one too? Where does that like that never happened? All of a sudden, other areas of your body just decide, you know what? Never done this before, but let's just go crazy. Let's see what happens.
But you know, I wonder if women have the same issue.
Do they?
I wonder.
I do too.
I've never noticed that, you know, but they groom differently. Yeah,
they do a lot.
But I have. Talking about eyebrows, I don't know if it's out today, but I have a horn. Is it horned up?
There was one. You kind of pushed it a little bit, and it peeked out there. Yeah. So
I have to wax that.
Yeah.
I mean, not wax it off. I mean, like, I have hair wax that I put on it to keep it down, because it has a tendency to...
Yeah, it just decides, I'm going to go in a different direction.
Yeah. My ex used to tell me that was because I wanted sex.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, well, does it work? Mm. And she goes, no.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Yeah, that's right. So needless to say, we're not together anymore.
She wasn't listening to the eyebrows.
No, she wasn't ready when my eyebrow was. It was the bottom line.
That's how that works. Yeah.
So, but, you know, that is an issue with men, too, as far as... And I know it's an old comedian joke, you know, having hair growing where you've never had hair grow before and places you really don't want it to grow. Have you ever had the hair on your nose?
Like on it.
I've had a long, like a witch. I didn't. The only thing I didn't have was the wart.
Right.
Freaking hair coming way, way up.
Not on it, but kind of like on the front, on the underside of it. Like that doesn't make, like my mustache has decided to just let's go ahead and creep working our way up and fill in.
Yeah.
My, it's weird, man.
If my mustache ever, thins out, I know I've got enough nostril hair to cover. Come on. I know I do. Not a problem.
Oh, my God.
Not a problem.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You know, I think what we need to do is get a young man on the show.
Yeah, for some perspective here.
Oh, it would scare the crap out of me. Oh, my God, is that going to happen to me?
This is a mirror, buddy, right here. This is a mirror.
Pick your age and decide which you like better.
Yeah.
I would like to think, though, I mean, I've learned a lot in life, and I hope that I have retained some of it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's still, it's, as you mature and you get older as a man, there's certain things, and I'm not trying to say that there's not those kind of things with women.
Sure.
It's just a different, and we've talked about this too, there's different equipment.
Yeah.
The plumbing's different, everything's different.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's something that you have to learn to deal with as you get older.
Yeah.
And when we get, I don't know how personal we want to get, as you get older, and I don't know whether you've noticed this, but let's talk about testicles.
Yeah.
You know, they're a lot more vulnerable now for me.
Yeah.
They hang a hell of a lot lower than
right.
They ever
when they're
have.
Tucked in your sock, yeah. All kinds of things can hit them.
Now, they haven't gotten quite that bad yet. But
yeah.
But they are
yeah.
an issue.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's when you have to be careful when you sit down on something or,
yeah.
you know, that's. Have you got to that point? I mean, I know, I realize it's a little personal, but it's a man thing. Jockstrap time is almost the time.
Yeah. You know, yeah, different now. I was just thinking, maybe the thing is that when you're younger.
No, I'm not talking about the thing. I'm talking about the
right. That when you're younger, they've got to be kept up and kind of protected. And the older you get, it's like, eh, I mean, does it matter? Step on them. Doesn't matter. I mean, what's going to happen? What's the worst that could happen?
You know, I used to work at a retailer that sold mattresses. Have I told you this story?
No.
You're going to like this.
Yeah.
As a man.
Okay.
And the guy bought one of the, when the new pillow tops came out. You know, the pillow top mattress?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea where I'm going with this?
No.
Apparently, he sat down on it before he put sheets on it.
Oh.
And caught them.
No.
Yeah, he wanted to return the mattress.
Said, the mattress is eating me.
You know, that can be a good thing, but I don't want it from a
yeah,
mattress.
Right, so. Right, right.
Yeah, no, it was kind of, I don't know, man. And I didn't know how to talk to him either.
Yeah.
So I said, well...
That's why not in a wordy, buddy.
Yeah, I did say, well, that's not covered. Right. But do you not put a mattress pad or
yeah.
a sheet
yeah.
on it? Or
I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's what it's supposed to be. Well, yeah, probably I should have done that.
Yeah.
So convinced him. But personally, I've not had that happen, but I can so see it. Happen,
yeah.
easily see it happen.
Yeah, that picture's in my head now.
Yeah,
sorry. Appreciate that.
I can tell you this, if I have sat down, not paying attention, sat down too hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you do have to be careful.
Because I don't wear
those
briefs
things go.
Anymore. I like the boxers.
Yeah.
You know, let them breathe, yeah. let them have their thing. I
yeah.
use boxer briefs, but they still don't hold them up.
No.
And so you have to be extremely careful as you get older.
Right.
So all you guys out there that are right. becoming of age, and you ladies, you can sit and laugh all you want to, but it is a problem.
Yeah.
I would like to see if women have some kind of problem. Maybe it's with their breasts they might have an
they
issue.
They absolutely do.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. They end up in their armpits a lot.
When they're sleeping.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
Those pictures on Facebook about yeah, pictures on Facebook that show the lady that goes to sleep in a tank top and everything's nice and set.
Yeah,
and she wakes up in the morning there, you know, in 15 different directions. The tank
right.
Yeah. I want to go to bed with that woman.
Yeah,
I'll help her keep those straight.
I got these. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sleep away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not a problem. All right. Well, let's talk real quick because we're almost out of time.
Yeah.
What we got coming up, we're gonna have a chef on the next show.
Awesome.
And I don't think he knows what he's getting himself into.
No,
yet.
He definitely doesn't.
No, has no idea. But we're gonna have some fun with him, and we'll talk about. And you know, I meant to look up statistics about male chefs versus female chefs, but we've had
right.
that. We'll save that for that show.
Yeah.
Because I think it's kind of a strange synopsis. Are you hearing? Psst, psst, there's a just,
yeah.
Okay.
We're in a barbershop, man.
Okay, so.
There's
like Aaron tires. It sounds like they're Aaron tires. Over there.
I mean, that, maybe that's part of the surface rotation. Yeah.
It's a grinder. Doing toenails. I can get it down here.
That's what I need. Yeah. An angle grinder.
Yes. Yeah, all right. So we're going to have that coming up on the show. We have some other. We're going to talk about. We're going to broach the subject about whether being born homosexual right. or not. What other topics did we discuss that we want to talk about coming forward? There's a bunch.
There are a bunch. Yeah.
If you have a suggestion, email us at mailencounters.lifekind@gmail.com, and I promise you we'll answer them. Anything else that you want to add before we close this out?
Even if you don't have anything, just reach out on Facebook or email or whatever and just tell us what you think.
We do have a Facebook page, yeah. too, so check that out. Check out our website. Check out innerwestconcepts.com, mm-hmm. and then all the shows there that are on Buzzsprout. Just follow the links. Nice job. Shout out to that guy, Ken Collins Marketing, that did that webpage. Yeah, nice webpage layout that he did for me. I appreciate it. But you can click on and listen to catch any of the shows, Glow Up Chronicles, Wake Up Call, which was the flagship one, or this one, which is fairly new, and we're getting a lot of attention, and I think that's thanks to you.
That's way cool.
Yeah, thanks to you and your lovely significant other, because I've seen all that stuff you've been posting all over Facebook, and she's real quick, I listen too!
I just have to develop the radio voice, radio voice that you have.
Her name is Jerry, right? Does radio voices turn around? Her name's Jerry?
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry. This is the old general. Thanks for listening. Big kiss to you.
Nice. All right, man. Who doesn't like that?
Oh, I love you, brother.
Yeah.
You just made my ego grow even more. I didn't think it'd get any bigger. All right. Well, listen, thanks. Let's close out. We'll see you guys next week. You want to add anything before I turn everything off?
What were we doing?
I don't know.